Greetings. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online reporting from Princeton. The Tigers scrambled to race for the Ivy League regular season title and the number one seed in Ivy Madness with a surprising 73-62 win over the very tough Yale Bulldogs before another full house at Jadwin. The league-leading Bulldogs came into Jadwin riding the crest of a 10-game winning streak. Their Ivy record was 8-0 after they cruised by Penn on Friday by 15 at the Palestra. The Tigers came in with an overall record of 18-3, sitting solidly in third place in the Ancient Eight. After losses to both Yale and Cornell 3 and 4 weeks ago, the top three Ivy squads are unbeaten against the other five teams in the circuit. Last year, you will recall, the Tigers lost twice to the Bulldogs in the regular season, mostly because they gave up almost 50 points in the two games to Yale's terrific sharpshooter, John Pulikidis. In the tournament final, Princeton's great big man, Tosun Iwuanyi, shut Pulikidis down, paving the way for a Tiger title. Pulikidis and Tosun were both back in the building last night, although Tosun was visiting since he has the weekend off from his day job as a player for the Detroit Pistons. One caught a hint of wistfulness in the eyes of Mitch Henderson when Tosun was introduced to a raucous standing ovation from another packed Jadwin gym, packed with fans who very much appreciate what Tosun did in his fabulous career here. This game played out in a way no one really expected. In fact, the Tigers held the lead for 28 minutes, although never in a way that felt comfortable until the final minute of action. It must be noted that the Bulldogs played without the services of Matt Noling, one of their top players. As Henderson noted, they are a different-looking team without Noling. The almost unbelievable statistic and the key to the Tiger victory is the line for Yale's 7'2" leading candidate for Ivy Player of the Year, sophomore Danny Wolf. Wolf played 36 minutes, went 0-for-8 from the field, and 0-for-2 from the free throw line. I doubt that he has ever been held scoreless in his basketball life. The Tigers' task was made even harder when Caden Pierce hit the deck in a scramble for a loose ball just 45 seconds into the game. He suffered a nasty cut on his chin and was forced to the bench, where he received 5 stitches. Adding insult to injury, he was charged with a personal foul on the play. Jack Scott came off the bench to join the committee trying to stop Wolf. Pierce would return to the fray after missing almost 9 minutes. The teams went back and forth in the first half, with neither team able to create any appreciable separation from the other, until the final 2 minutes when Xavion Lee Matalako and freshman Daylon Davis all hit 3-pointers to send the teams into the locker room with the Tigers up 38-30. It appeared the Tigers may be ready to seize control. In the second period, Pierce canned 5 points in the first 5 minutes to extend the Tiger lead to 13 at 45-32. It would be the biggest lead of the game. Over the next 5 minutes, the Bulldogs battled back. They got an 8-0 run to cut the lead to 2 at 49-47 with 10.5 minutes remaining. The anxiety in the stands was palpable. Yale was back in the game, and Wolf still had not scored. Everyone braced for an expected onslaught by the league leaders. Matalako to the rescue. He buried a mid-range jumper followed by a 3-point play from Blake Peters, and just like that, the Tigers were back in control, 54-47. Lee penetrated with an otherworldly move at the rim followed by a 3-point attempt by Matalako. He missed but drew a foul. When he made all 3 free throws, the lead was 61-52 with 5:47 to go. Alako carried the team on his back in the second period, just as he did on Friday against Brown. He made most of his 18 points in the last 10 minutes while going 7 of 7 from the line. Oh, and by the way, the Iron Man played all 40 minutes in the second game of a back-to-back. Under a minute, Pierce grabbed a loose ball in the Yale backcourt and headed for the Tiger basket with Bez Embing in pursuit. Pierce got there first to make a spectacular two-handed flush that was greeted by an explosion from the crowd. This was the exclamation point on a gritty, tough street fight of a game. Princeton had four double-digit scores, led by Lee's 19. Alaco had 18, Pierce 11, and Zach Martini 10, all in the first half. The Tigers cashed in at the free throw line, making 17 of 18. Yale made 12 of 15. Yale's scoring came from Embing with 18, Poulakidas with 16, and Gus Mahoney chipped in with 13. Strangely, the Tigers out-rebounded their taller foes 32-28. In a most unlikely stat, the Tiger leading rebounder was Blake Peters, the shortest starter. He had 8 boards. Another key was the Tigers' ability to hold on to the ball. As we've said repeatedly, Mitch Henderson looks to this statistic as a very, very important indicator of how well his team is doing. Last night, they had just 4 turnovers and only 1 in the second half. The teams each made 6 three-pointers. The fact that the Tigers had no advantage from deep but still won is interesting indeed. With the win, the Tigers are back in the hunt for the number one seed. If they win out, and if Cornell beats Yale and Ithaca, the Tigers can claim the top spot. At this point, that's a lot of ifs. Next week, the Tigers hit the road for a grueling back-to-back at Harvard and Dartmouth. They close out the home season on March 1 and 2 against Columbia and Cornell. On both days, there will be men's and women's games at Jadwin. It should be a terrific weekend, and we expect huge crowds to show up particularly on Saturday senior night, when tribute will be paid to the Tiger seniors, including, of course, Captain Matt Alaco and the redoubtable Zach Martini. From Jadwin, this has been George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks very much for listening.